Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The little things you say and do make me want to be with you.
The late, great Buddy Holly bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Bly is our guest. Robert W. Bly is the name on the books, all the books. Start your own home business after 50. Magnetic Selling is another one. Make Every Second Count is another one. How many books, Bob, have you written?
I am now under contract with my 90th book.
90th? That's insane, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the thing, folks. When a man who's written 90 books tells you that he can help you promote your business and grow your customers by writing a book, I would think you would want to listen, right? Well, that's the reason we're so glad to have Bob as part of our Brain Trust. Bob, in the previous segment we talked about, we basically made the justification for why a book can help, all the reasons why books can be valuable. My book marketing strategy is more to get my book in front of people than it is to retail marketing, and I've been successful with that. And so between the two of us, hopefully people will realize that if they can write a book about what they know, everybody knows something, right? They if they're in business, they're an expert in their industry, aren't they?
Everybody knows something better than 90% of the population.
Then your customers.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And your customers want that. And so, all right, so how do we get started? What's the minimum that they can do and call it a book?
Well, today it's different. It used to be that to sell it to a mainstream publisher, you needed a 200-page book. Today, if you want to sell it to a mainstream publisher like John Wiley, books are trending lower. If you look at Seth Godin's books, for example, they're what I call idea books. They're about one big idea. They're about 100, 110 pages each. But if you self-publish, you can go much shorter. One thing that people look like experts are publishing multiple books on Kindle, so when you search them on Amazon, you see not one, but three, five, six books. But if you click on those, you'll see some of the books are 9, 10 pages.
Right.
They have book covers,
Is there anything wrong with calling it a booklet?
No. Booklet also has high perceived value.
If I just need a little bit of information, I don't want to read a book, right?
No. Booklet's good. The famous John Caples made his reputation offering booklets in his consumer advertising. Free booklets.
Right. Folks, the idea is that you're trying to establish yourself with a credential that shows you as a serious player, a serious person in the field of your business that other people, that customers are going to want. And I promise you, I keep bringing this guy up lately. You remember Robert Ringer back in the 70s?
Robert Ringer is a good friend of mine.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, he wrote a book that I quote all the time, or two of his books, Winning Through Intimidation and Looking Out for Number One. But in Winning Through Intimidation, he talked about how to use an intimidating factor to get people to want to be with you, to do business with you, to negotiate with you. And his point was not to be aggressive intimidation, but to make things so compelling that people are afraid not to do business with you.
Yeah, I know exactly the part of the book you're talking
about. And that's what a book or a booklet will do, won't it?
Yeah, or an e-book or a special report. You know, and today we live in the world of content marketing, so people are always offering material. But even though all those work will generate leads, something that looks more like a traditional book still has a little more gravitas
than
the other formats.
But another thing people worry about, I think, is, my God, I don't need 1,000 books.
No.
Maybe they don't realize you can print them one at a time. If it's a PDF, you can print all you want, right?
Yeah. Well, even if it's paper, print on demand. If you
Amazon's got a great system for that.
Yeah, it's called the CreateSpace system.
Yeah.
I took a collection. Most of my books are published with traditional publishers, but I took a collection of my weekly email newsletters, 75 issues, put them in a Kindle ebook, and you can buy it on Amazon. It's the one, Don't Wear a Cowboy Hat Unless You're a Cowboy.
Right.
And you can order it as a TV
You recommend when you write the book, your book, to put a price on it, even though you're always going to give it away?
Absolutely. I do the same on white papers and special reports, PDFs that are five pages.
A $20 white paper, but you get it for free if you give me your email address or whatever.
Yeah, and you put a price on the upper right-hand corner because people take it more seriously if it has perceived value.
Folks, this is not some kind of conjecture that Bob's talking about. He's lived it and breathed it and proven it. He's the expert in this area. I'm just a practitioner. So folks, when Bob tells you that you can write a book about what you know, whatever it may be, you know, like the guy who wrote a book on aluminum siding. God bless that guy, right?
he sided my house.
and so whatever you do, your people, your customers want to know about this. And you know, and then you can take the copy of the book, your narrative of the book, and narrate it and make it turn into a video.
Or an MP3 downloadable audio.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So you got to start with the words, though, folks. Right, Bob? You're the word man.
But what's interesting, you said video. People will listen to, watch, they'll consume the same basic content multiple times in different formats.
And in the video, you say, click here, and I'll send you a book.
Yep.
Hey, Bob, good job today. I need the website again one more time, please.
www.bly.com/reports if you want to get a collection of my free special reports, which are 50 pages each.
I hope you do that, folks. Check it out. Thanks, Bob, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me.
Bob Bly, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.